Blog Talk Radio.
To get your game on. Now, I know you all are like, where is Gamer Girls Radio? These guys are late today. They are so late. Well, Ginger was sick, and I was out in the sunshine with Baby Natrix, enjoying a little bit of fun. Baby Natrix had her field day today, and she got out early, so she decided to come sit in with me. She wanted to do some news. I told her, I said, well, Ginger's sick. We're not going to do the podcast. She says, I'll do it. That's my girl, right? That's my girl. So, Baby Natrix, did you enjoy field day?
Yeah.
Now, I think the coolest thing about this field day that just rocked my socks was they got a little bit more modern. So how they got more modern is they had a special event there. Well, their whole theme was Angry Birds, which I thought was cool. And then on top of that, they actually had an Angry Birds event where the kids actually had a slingshot, and they had to shoot the birds, and another kid had to catch it. Did you like that?
Yeah, but it wasn't in. It sucks for me.
It wasn't in? It sucks for you?
Yes.
Did you want to do that one?
Not really.
Yeah, so they all had on their Angry Birds t-shirts. There were Angry Birds flying all across the playground. It was kind of cool.
Yeah,
so.
The piggies were fat.
And they were fat, angry pigs there.
They were all angry.
They were all angry? I thought that was a cool idea. Did you know they were going to do that?
Yeah, because they did last year.
They did?
Yeah.
We didn't go last year, though, did we? We didn't go. Yeah, so yeah, I didn't get to see it last year. I thought that was very cool. I wanted to play, too. I think it makes a good game. And I would never have thought to do it. And I know you guys like how they do the slingshot. Well, you got two kids that hold the slingshot, and one that pulls the slingshot back so that the birds can fly across, and then you have the other one on the other end catching it. So, what are you trying to tell me, Baby Nation? She's making hand signals. What are you trying to show me? Oh well, don't worry. You can hear me right here. She's a professional. She's like, I need my own headset. I need to be able to hear what's going on. Okay, so. Anyway, Miss Baby Nature is sitting in with the news today, as I told y'all. And some of you have been asking for her to come back anyway because you say she's funny. But she might not be so funny today. It's kind of hot. Are you hot?
It was so burning. I was dying. I was literally dying.
You were literally dying. You don't look like you're dead to me because you're sitting here.
Nah, I'll pull off my face in a couple of minutes.
Why do you have to pull off your face?
To make me look dead.
Oh, Lord. Are we back to the zombie thing again?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess that means we need to let you do your first story.
Yes.
Oh.
How many paragraphs?
Read as much as you like. Professional.
I do not know how to pronounce that.
Okay, you can skip that one. You can skip
it.
Wait. I got to give you your zombie music because we have zombie music here. You know how Mommy does the zombie music from Walking Dead? Yeah? Yeah. All right, Baby Nation. Hit it.
Heroes are divided into seven grades. Jenny's died. I'm sorry. I am stuttering. I stutter. Hero level. Workout zone decides the level of heroes you can hire. Will you be able to hire high-level heroes from high-level workout zone? After recruitment, you can also level up your heroes in workout zone. Tips. Mad Giants.
Gains.
Gives you more experience than regular workout.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, they have experience, just like in Minecraft.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Shut up, you piggies! By the way, if you play Minecraft, you know how iron swords are strong but not really that strong? If you can enchant them and you have fire aspect, use it on a piggy. Piggy, cooked pork chops give you the most health, and it cooks the food for you. But sadly, it does not work on freaking chickens.
Y'all see my little Minecraft addict. Okay, continue.
Tell him about the story.
See, you lost your place.
Okay, no, I didn't. Different types of heroes have different talents. Different types of heroes have different talents. In Zombie Squad, heroes are divided into three types. Attacker, tank, and healer. The heroes below are two healers. That sucks. Hero recruitment. Recruiting a hero requires favor. Beverage gained from battles gives favor. The recruiting procedure is quite simple. Number one, select the hero you want to hire. Two, hit the recruit button. And three, toast beverage to recruit. It's okay. You don't have to use any toast.
Hero equipment. Higher hero grade means better hero. What else makes a hero unstoppable? Bingo. The answer is good equipment. In Zombie Squad, you can buy equipment from the shop. And then enchant.
Enhance.
The shop. Enhance attributes via upgrade, recast, refine, and gem inlay functions in
Smithy.
I'm sorry. If I'm stuttering, you can tell why. Miss Milwaukee's class made me very mad.
All right, and what's the name of this game again?
Zombie Squad Guy Hero System. You're not a guy.
All right, I wonder what system this is for. This sounds like an interesting game. You think you might want to play it? Let's take a look at a screenshot. Now, we don't have Ginger, unfortunately, today, so we can't share a screenshot
with you. It's okay. That looks horrible.
And see, y'all heard it from the Angry Bird's mouth. It's horrible. So, I won't say it's horrible. It might be
I do not like the drawings.
Yeah, it's a little amateur anime-ish.
No, it's not. Pre-care can draw like that.
Oh, my God.
Pre-care.
Oh, my God. Somebody come and pick up Baby Natrix. She's out of control.
No, it's just.
All right. So, Steam has some early access for those of you who want to play Underdogs to Alpha Dogs. In the past 2 years, it's been a sharp... Well, actually, this is from some indie developers. They were talking about the doors opened by paid alphas with Valve's new service. In the past few years, there's been a sharp rise in the number of alternate funding and distribution options available to developers. Of those, Kickstarter has been the king of the hill when it comes to crowdsource funding. The site allows studios to reach out directly to fervent fans and ask them to be a part of the development titles that normally would not get a shot at life. I'm going to cut you, Baby Nature.
No!
Valve has also built a strong and passionate community on its Steam digital distribution service. Steam's impressive user base has helped the service evolve with new additions like Steam Greenlight, which allows fans to decide which games end up with a publishing deal. In March of this year, Valve announced another addition to Steam's long list of features for developers, Steam Early Access. Early Access lets developers connect with fans in a slightly different way than Kickstarter, with users being able to buy into paid alphas for promising titles. Steam Early Access is growing slowly with 20 games in the catalog as of today. Games Industry International spoke to a few participating developers about their experience with the service and why they chose the paid alpha model over another alternating funding option like Kickstarter. All of the developers that they spoke to over at Games Industry were approached by Valve prior to the launch of Early Access, and they said they told them that Valve saw an opportunity to provide another Steam feature for a growing market. In fact, two of the developers, Carbon Games and Introversion Software, one of my favorites, is making the prison Architect game were already offering their own paid alphas via their official site and, in effect, having their own personal Kickstarter. Said Valve came to the UK, and for the last couple of years, they've wanted to have meetings with UK indies, which Mark Morris, who's the managing director over at Interversion, said this is what he always thought was being, he thought they were being pretty forward, or it was forward-leaning of them. So they asked us to put together both of those meetings. Interversion's latest title, which I just mentioned, Prison Architect, was launched as a paid alpha back in September of 2012, almost 6 months before early access launch. And he said that, stop it, Baby Matrix. So we had a chat with them over dinner and expressed our concerns and fears, our worry that because we're in alpha, the nature of Prison Architect, the price point, and other things, how would that work with Steam? So they went away and then took a call from them later that week, and they said, how would you guys feel about taking exactly what you've done on your site and replicating it on Steam at the same price points with the same tiers, bar the physical stuff that they'd offer? Of course, they really left us the opportunity to do it, because I think being a little arrogant here, that because we've been quite successful with Prison Architect on our own, I think Valve looked at that and thought, this is something that we want to get involved with and support. I think we made a case, and then Valve turned it into their own thing and came back at us with an opportunity. PC version of Carbon Games, AirMech, is also available on the studio's official site as well as Steam Early Access. Other versions of AirMech have launched on Android, iOS, and Google's Chrome browser and Ouya. Carbon Games director James Green believes Valve's handling of Dota 2 convinced Steam operator that another option was needed. I am being bitten. I think Baby Nation should turn into a zombie. Valve asked us, probably because we were one of those cases that really needed a system like this. As you may have noticed with Dota 2, Valve did not previously have a way to do proper open beta without fully releasing a game. So in their case, they gave us the keys. But that's a bit impractical for a small developer, explained Green. For independent developers, crowdfunding drives like Steam Early Access and Kickstarter offer a way to develop a game without living in complete or near poverty. The Hoban Games president, Ichiro Lambe, told them that early funding takes some of the pressure off of developers. Bohan has two titles in Steam Early Access, Drop That Beat Like an Ugly Baby. Wow. And Drunken Robot Pornography. Wow. So revenue splitting is popular among indie teams nowadays, so it means that team members get their cuts earlier, and it makes us more relaxed unless we're not doing well, in which case this alarms us. It's a real morale boost to see that folks like our game enough to pick it up, even when it's not done. All right, I'm going to cut it short. All right, so anyway, you can check out both of those games on Steam. And, of course, it's Friday, so in a short bit, I'm gonna be telling you about what's on sale and where to get it from, because you know we do our Friday sales. Uh-oh, Baby Nation wants to speak. All bow down.
I want to give a shout-out to some people I've been watching on YouTube, which I really like because it always gives me a laugh every day. And in about 2 hours, one of them is going to make another video. I would like to thank Skydis Minecraft, Deadlocks, The Frog, Fuzzy, Donables, Captain Sparkles, all those people.
They don't sound like real names, Baby Nature.
It's true. Aviator Gaming, Minecraft Universe. I'm sorry. I think
you're addicted.
No, this is so good.
They're so good. I think so you good. Need help. So we're going to have to have a Minecraft group for you.
Oh, yeah. Zexy. Hi, HX.
Hi, Horace. Say hi, Horace.
Hi, Horace.
And then say hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning to you.
I'm coming after you.
Okay, see, yeah, Baby Nation is a zombie.
You better not go to sleep.
Okay, sit down.
You better not go to sleep. I'm watching you.
All right, Baby Nation, what's next up on your plate since you're threatening to bite people?
Chicken legs.
No, no chicken legs.
News alert! G5 sale! 18 games on a huge sale on Kindle Fire! Limited time offer! Get yours now! In celebration of Memorial Day!
Normal girl!
Celebration of Memorial Day, G5 Entertainment will heavily discount 18 of our best hidden object and time management titles on Kindle Fire for both European and USA users starting May 24th through June 3rd during 11 days such as hits as Abyss, Dark Arcana, and Royal Youth Trouble are available up to 80% off. Prices start at 99 cents. Oh. Take advantage of this proof of sale now. Oh, yeah, by the way, Bowdown 40.
No. So, why don't you tell them about some of the games that are 99 cents?
Riders from Nowhere. Full. Mahjong Artifacts, Chapter 2. Nightmares from the Deep. The Cursed Heart. Full. Paranormal Agency. Oh, sorry. Special.
Inquiry
for the more detail. The mystery of the Crystal Portal. Virtual City. Shadows of Time. Epic Adventures. Cursed on Board.
I
didn't see it!
Anybody got a Minecraft patch?
If you have Minecraft. Have you ever seen a spider jockey? I saw one the other night, and then the stupid spider killed the skeleton.
Ow, wow. We're going to get you some help after the show. It's all right.
No.
I'll pat you on the head. It's okay. All right, apparently Apple is guilty until proven innocent. The judge is already deciding against Apple in a pretrial hearing. Yes. Presumption of innocence is a fundamental component of law in many nations, including Canada, France, Russia, and even, yes, the Islamic Republic of Iran. It is not, however, enshrined in the Constitution of the United States, although it is often believed to flow from Amendments 5, 6, and 14. Not so much at the U.S. District Court of Law in New York, however. The judge says, I believe that that the government will be able to show at trial direct evidence that Apple knowingly participated in and facilitated a conspiracy.
Conspiracy
to raise prices of e-books, and that the circumstantial evidence in this case, including the terms of agreement, will confirm that U.S. Judge Denise Cope said, so actually she said this on Thursday, the trial features the U.S. versus Apple on the Department of Justice charge that Apple conspired to price fix e-books. Ooh.
No, I don't want to have $1 million for one e-book.
The limited e-book competition and break Amazon's hold on the market. And it's an interesting example of a monopoly-style case being brought on against the company with a small fraction of the e-book market. Apple, mostly to the benefit of the company, was a massive wedge of the e-book market. Ever Amazon, Apple, of course, is denying everything.
You didn't see anything.
Apple has not conspired against anyone or with anyone, nor was anywhere of any alleged conspiracy by others, and never fixed prices. The company stated this in a reply to the suit that happened just last year. Well, tell it to the judge. According to VentureBeat, that's precisely what Apple is attempting to do. But statements like the previous must be more than a little worrisome for Apple legal representatives. Perhaps just as worrisome is that Judge Cote has already begun writing a draft of her decision before the trial has even started. Hey, don't be scrolling for me. Now I'm lost.
I'm lost.
Move it, baby nature. Move it. Scroll. No, never scroll. Okay, one of the pieces of evidence was a line in an email from the Apple CEO Steve Jobs to News Corp's CEO Rupert Murdoch. Yes, you know who Steve Jobs is, don't you? Yeah, well, the company, Rupert Murdoch, whose company owns the publisher HarperCollins, the line that the DOJ released was fairly damning on the face of it. To throw in with Apple and see if we can make a go of this to create a real mainstream ebooks market at the $12.99 and $14.99. Mm-hmm. Now, this looks like it could be price fixing, right? Now, but here is the line in the full context of Steve Jobs' email. It says, our proposal does set the upper limit for ebook retail prices based on the hardcover of each book. The reason we're doing this and that with our experience selling a lot of content online is we simply don't think that the ebook market can be successful with pricing higher than $12.99 or $14.99. Heck, Amazon is selling these books at $9.99, and who knows, maybe they were right, and we'll fail even at $12.99, but we're willing to try at the prices we propose. We're not willing to try higher prices because we're pretty sure we'll fail. As I see it, HC has the following choices. One, throw in with Apple. Two, keep going with Amazon at $9.99. You'll make a bit more money in the short term, but in the medium term, Amazon will tell you they'll be paying you 70% of $9.99. They have shareholders, too. You can also hold back your books from Amazon. Without a way for customers to buy your e-books, they will steal them.
No.
This will be the start of piracy, and once started, there will be no stopping. Trust me, I've seen this happen with my own eyes.
Why?
We don't all know. In that context, Jobs' sentence appears to be simply an option that HarperCollins has. And it looks a lot less damp. You hush you. It's not clear what other evidence Judge Cote has seen, and it's not clear if she's trying to urge the parties involved to come to a pretrial settlement by pressuring Apple to make nice and roll over. But it is hoped that she will maintain some level of objectivity because she's the judge, and at least wait until the case is heard before she decides what she's she can decide if they're guilty or not. Do you think Apple's guilty? And that would be her way of not answering. See, that's how you not answer a question. You say something nonsensical that makes absolutely no sense.
See, I'm a potato. I turn into french fries.
It's freedom fries, ma'am. We're
no,
in America.
French fries.
We're in America.
French fries. Tell you what to do.
Oh, gosh.
David
Asia. Is it time for your next story?
I don't know.
You have to think about it?
I don't know where the crap.
How about you check out this one? I Gladiator. I Gladiator. That's interesting.
That's a show.
Okay.
You okay?
No. I'm going to need you to not read in that voice. That sounds crazy.
Can I read in a different voice?
Why do you have to read it in any voice?
Because I can read it.
Go ahead.
U100 Indie Initiative is proud to announce the Android version of One Galley Gladiator. Will be released.
I Gladiator, whatever.
Will be released exclusively on Samsung apps globally. Android device owners wanting to get their land on One Gladiator will soon be able to download the game
exclusively.
Samsung app developed by Versa, based on Steel Monkeys. One Gladiator is an epic sword and sandal. Hack and slash.
Because straight away after we do this podcast, yeah, we're going to get some lunch. We're going to Wendy's. If you got $5 and you want some new games, you can check out some of these games. Crusader Kings 2, Songs of Something, is 25 cents. Stellar Impact Artillery, 37 cents.
9 hours ago.
That'd be hot. Hacker Evolution Untold, it's on sale. Green Man Gaming for a mere 49 cents. Baby Nature, she got 49 cents. Will you buy that for me?
Four score and five.
Okay, you know what? That is wrong.
Sorry.
That's supposed to be teaching you about stuff in school.
They haven't.
They haven't taught you? All right, moving along. If you got 50 cents, you can really step it up if you balling like
50
that.
50 cents?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so rich now I can buy myself a mansion.
I'm worried about you. You can pick up a copy of Spy Leaks. I don't know what it's about, but it has the word spy and leak in it. Sounds interesting.
$0.99. Are you leaking your pants?
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
Spy Leaks is 99 cents. What do you think?
I'm a...
You know what? No. I don't
want
to talk to you anymore. We're not going to interview you anymore. You're crazy, lady. All right, you can also pick yourself up a copy of Alien Shooter for a mere 99 cents. James X, you never got to play it? Guess what? It's on sale at Green Man Gaming also. 99 cents.
99 cents! $1.
Oh, I knew it was coming. Y'all have heard me talk about her with the 99 cents. Why don't they just say a dollar?
They're just so lazy just to put 1.00. But no, it's only 99 cents.
All right. What if you want to be a safecracker?
That's not a bad idea.
$1.23. You can crack safes all day, every day. We may have to pick that up.
Yeah, I'm going to get $1 million soon. Then I'll be able to buy
okay,
a mini-com.
I didn't say real safe cracking. It's a game, little person.
You lied to me.
I did not lie to you.
You lied to me.
Oh.
You know what?
All right, Tower Blocks on sale. You play Tower Blocks, haven't you? Tower Blocks Deluxe?
No.
It's $1.99. If you got $1.99, I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Look, notice I said.
Why don't they just say $2?
All right, if you're really balling, we're going to come up a little bit. You got $7. You got enough to buy.
$99.
Nope. You got money to buy a burger, drink. You want to get the deluxe meal at Wendy's or Jack in the Box or whatever. You got $7.99.
Just $18.
Yeah. Bungee Jumping Simulator. I don't know about you, but.
I already went bungee jumping.
Yeah, Baby Nation has done the real thing. Do you think the game would be as good?
No. It's digital.
See? Sometimes you just shouldn't make a game. I would do it. I'd play it.
And then this is going to be you. Okay, yes. I'm done. Let me do
it. Yes, because I'm afraid of heights.
as she well knows. All right, what if you want to play a game called Fairy Tale?
I don't like that.
I know you don't.
I don't like that game.
Griffin Nixon doesn't play Fairy Tales. $7.99 for you big ballers.
$58.
All right, for you super big ballers, you want to pick up a copy of maybe Deep Black Reloaded. I don't know what this game is. It's on sale at a website called Desura, which has just been added to our list in the past few weeks. Deep Black is $10.49 for you there. What if you like Worms Armageddon? Yeah, that's still on sale. Wait a minute. Let's move down. Prime World Defenders, actually. On Steam, $11.99. Sleeping Dogs is also on sale on Steam for $12.49 if you got $12.49 to spend. Amen. All right, for those of you who have wanted all of the... Ooh, look at that.
What?
Baby Matrix. The Sims expansion packs are on sale. Ooh.
How much?
The Sims 3 Pets, Generations, Showtime, and Supernatural, $13.39 each at Green Man Gaming. Now, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
If we don't have university, we would get it if because we don't have university yet.
It's a good deal.
And CEA, we didn't even steal university, and we could have. We've been offered the option.
It's a good deal.
You know what? No, my name's not.
It's a good deal.
Excuse me. Being my child, you cannot sing that way.
It's a good deal.
All right, and I'm going to give you one more for those of you super ballers. You've got a whole $133 to drop on a game. You can pick up Artsy.
$133?
Well, I'm sorry. Star Trek Online, the Legacy Pack, $124.99 on Steam.
Just say $125.
They've also got a software called Artsy Draft SE. It's $69.99 on Steam, and if you want the commercial version, it's $133.99.
Why did you just say the real number instead of putting a stupid 99 sign?
Ah, she is my child. All right, and I think, we need to cut this news short because I'm seriously starving. Can we just go eat and get our games? Because I know...
I want you to talk about a little bit of Minecraft.
All right, well, she wants to tell you some more stuff about Minecraft. You Minecraft heads, listen up. This is the foremost expert on Minecraft. Tell them about what you... What do you want to tell them?
Well, I'm not sure if this will happen, but say, like, you're in your house, and you don't see any ghasts, but you hear them, go to a village. All I gotta say is that. But I got some bad news for you. Ghasts can see you through glass. And spiders can see you through solid blocks. And of course, you know, if you stand within one block, but here's a delay time for creepers. Run up at them, hit them, back up, and keep doing that. Or you can melee them, or you can just drop some anvils or sand on them.
So where would somebody go if they're brand new to Minecraft? Where would they go start first?
It wouldn't be much of a good idea to go up into a mountain, because when you're mining and you're trying to look for diamond, you may fall into a cave. It's probably a good idea to try to climb to the top of a mountain and be on top of it, and that's where you build your house, so you can see everything. So like, say like you're in hard mode, or you're hard mode or extreme or something like that. You want to probably build your house somewhere up high so you can look at all your surroundings and be like, oh, I see a creeper. I can snipe you from here. Oh, I came with the creeper. Let me go get his gunpowder so I can make some TNT. Then I will not have to worry about those stupid creepers anymore. And here's another tip. Sometimes if a creeper and a skeleton are fighting, you may want to get the skeleton to shoot the creeper, because then it would have a chance of dropping a mutant.
And how do you make the skeleton shoot the creeper?
Try to get behind. Try to like, say like in your survival mode, you want to get away from the creeper because you know it's gonna blow up. So you want to get away from it, and the skeleton's gonna follow you. So once the arrow hits the creeper, it's gonna make it go toward you. But then the creeper is gonna turn around and go towards the skeleton and then blow up. So you don't know. It may make drop a music disc, but that would be the only. It would only be, like, if a skeleton is like, attacking the creeper, which I doubt.
All right, people. Baby Nations and I are starving to death. And it's Friday, and it's time for her to go play Minecraft, because this is what she does on Fridays after school. And I want to congratulate her live on the air for her 2 first place ribbons at Field Day. Fastest chick on the block, as I call her.
Stupid Enderman.
Okay.
They always take it blocks.
See, we're back to Enderman again. We'll see y'all Monday bright and early.
So stupid.
Be good.
So stupid.